We're beginning the second parak of Maseches Makos. The first parak was all about Eidim Zomim, and the second parak is going to be all about Galus. It's going to be all about when a person goes to a Nir Miklat, if he kills someone B'shogeg, about Galus, about going to a Nir Miklat for killing someone B'shogeg. And then, of course, the third parak is going to be all about Malkus. Elohein Halokin is the third parak. So let us begin the second parak. We're on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph at the bottom of the page, Mishnah now. Elohein HaGolin, the following people go to Galus. What does Galus mean? They go to an Ir Miklat. Golin, Galus is an important concept, means going to an Ir Miklat, going to a city of refuge. So the following are the people that go to an Ir Miklat. Hahorek Nefesh Bishkaga. Someone who kills someone by accident. That's it. That's the list. People who kill people by accident have to run to an Ir Miklat. But what does it mean, people who kill by accident? It's not anybody who kills anybody by accident. It has to be with certain qualifications. For example, if a person is rolling tar onto his roof, and he's rolling the rolling pin down his roof, and then vinufla, the rolling pin falls out of his hand, alav, onto a guy that's below, that's on the ground below, viharagto, and it kills the person, or a guy is lowering a bucket down with a rope, and he's slowly lowering the bucket down, the barrel. Vinafla alav, and he drops the barrel, he drops the rope, the barrel comes crashing down and hits it, and it lands on someone, va'aragto, and it kills him. Or hayyorid besulam, someone was climbing down a ladder. Vinafla alav, and he falls on someone that was below, va'aragto, and it kills him. Harezagola. In all these three cases, a person goes to a near miklat. Aval, however, im hayam moshech b'ma'agila, if let's say he was rolling tar onto his roof, and instead of rolling in a downward motion, he was rolling upward, he was rolling back up the roof, and then it falls out of his hands, v'nafla l'varakto, and the rolling pin falls and lands on someone below and kills him. Or hayadola b'chavis, a person was pulling a barrel up with a rope, not lowering it down, pulling it up with a rope, v'nifsak hachevel, and then the rope snaps, v'nafal avargaso, and the barrel lands on someone and kills him. Or hayaola b'sulam, a person was going up a ladder, v'nafal avargo, and he falls off the ladder and kills someone below, hareza eno gola, then you don't go to Golus. What's the difference between the first half and the second half? Zehaklal, this is the basic rule that summarizes the whole Mishnah. Kol shebederech yiridaso gola. If you kill someone while you're on your way down, while something is going in a downward motion, then you go to Golus. Vishalo b'derech yiridaso, eino gola. But if you don't kill in a downward motion, you kill while you're going upward, then you don't go to Golus. Even if you killed by accident, you only go to Golus if the killing happened in a downward motion. So that's main point, I guess, number 5 on Zayin Amud Aleph, is the Mishnah says, if killing is done in a downward direction, you go to Golus. In an upward direction, you don't go to Golus. Very straightforward, simple rule. Sounds simple, at least. Says the Gemara, Minahani Mili. How do I know that this is true? How do I know that what's true? That you only go to Golus if you kill in downward. A downward motion. Amar Shmuel da Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Shmuel says, Vayipol alav vayamos. It says that if you fall on him and he dies, which implies, from that Pasuk we see, ad sheyipol derech nefila, that you have to fall in a falling way. People normally fall down, they don't fall up. So you only go to Golus when you do what the Pasuk says, which is to fall down. If something was going up and then it falls, that's not going to go to Golus. Now the Gemara is going to quote two different prices that have 9 details between them. First price has 2 details, second price has 7 more details about the laws of when you go to Golus, when you don't. 9 details in total about when you go to Golus, when you don't. Tana Rabbanan, here's price number 1. Bishkaga, and all these details are derived from the words the Torah uses in describing someone who kills someone b'shogeg and goes to Golus. The Torah uses very specific terminology. Each word the Torah uses when it describes someone killing somebody who goes to Golus, the Gemara is going to learn a new halacha out of it. Bishkaga, that's a word the Torah uses, prat lemezid. That teaches us that if you do it on purpose, you don't go to Golus. If you kill someone on purpose, you don't go to Golus. Bivli da'as, the second halacha, it says bivli da'as, without knowledge. That tells you prat l'miskaving. that if you intended to do it, you don't go to galus. The Gemara will explain in a minute what the difference is between those two things, doing it on purpose and intending to do it. They sound very much the same. So first the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Mezid pshita bar ketalahu. Certainly if you did it on purpose, you're not going to go to galus. You know why you're not going to go to galus if you kill someone on purpose? You're going to get killed. So of course you're not going to go to galus. If you murder someone on purpose, of course you get killed. You don't go to galus. So Rava says, you're right, it's not what it means. Ema pratla omer mutter. Now we're talking about a case of omer mutter. Omer mutter is an important concept. We're talking about a case where a guy thought it was mutter to do what he did. He thought it was he killed the guy on purpose, but he thought it was mutter to kill. He thought that you're allowed to kill people that are taller than 6'2" or whatever. I don't know. He didn't know. He thought that there was such a law. Someone tricked him, and he believed that this was mutter. In that case, you don't go to galus. Even though, in a certain sense, he was shogeg because he didn't know that he was doing an avera, but he intended to kill the person, so he's going to go to galus. Amalei Abaye, I omer mutter, anusu. Abaye says, that's not fair. If he thought it was mutter, he's an anus. Important concept, anus. Anus means it's beyond his control. That's not his fault. It's totally not his fault. He's not even a shogeg. It's not even something that you do by accident. It's completely not his fault. So Amalei, shani omer, homer mutter karv lemezidu. He says, come on. If a person thinks it's mutter to kill somebody, that's closer to a mezid than it is to anything else, than it is to notice. What does mezid mean? Doing something on purpose. That's close to doing it on purpose, because you've got to be an idiot not to learn that you're not allowed to murder people. So if you didn't learn even that much, then you really, you should have at least thought to you know, go ask a shayla, am I allowed to murder somebody? So that's very close to, that's reckless. That's a good word. That's reckless. Because it's reckless, even though you didn't know, but that's very close to doing it on purpose. So therefore you don't go to galus. Now we also said, bivli da'as prat lemiskavin, that if you intended to do it, you don't go to galus. I ask the Gemara again, miskavim pshita bar ketalahu. If you intended to do it, of course you don't go to galus. Why don't you go to galus when you intend to kill someone? Because you're chayiv misa? Question mark. Amar Rabba prat lemiskavim largas abeim avargas esadim. Now what it means is that if you shot a gun intending to kill an animal and you didn't realize that it was really a person, so you killed a person by accident, then you don't go to galus. Because you were shooting to kill. You just didn't realize that the thing you were killing was a human being. You thought the thing you were killing was an animal. So you don't go to galus in that case. Or, lukuti v'harigas Yisrael. You shot a gun and intended to kill a kuti. A kuti is, let's say, a guy. And you wouldn't be chayiv misa for killing a guy. But you killed a Jew. You're not allowed to kill guyim, but you wouldn't be chayiv the same misa. So you killed a Jew. So that also, you wouldn't go to galus, because you did shoot to kill. Or lenefel, you wanted to kill a fetus, vaharag ben kayama, and you killed an actual living person. So again, you shot to kill. If a person shot to kill, he doesn't go to galus, even if he didn't end up killing what he thought he was going to kill. So main point number one is, the word bishkaga excludes an omer mutter from galus. The word bishkaga excludes an omer mutter from galus. What does omer mutter mean again? Someone who thought it was mutter. And the word bivli das excludes anyone who shot to kill from galus. The word bivli das excludes anyone who shot to kill from galus. Even if he was only shooting to kill an animal or a kuti or a fetus, it doesn't matter. He was shooting to kill, he doesn't go to galus. Bivli means that you weren't shooting to kill. You were you did it by accident, and that's why you go to galus. It was a total accident. It's not called an accident if you were shooting to kill. That's what bivli das teaches us. The word bivli das excludes anyone who shot to kill from galus. Tells us he doesn't go to galus. So now we're going to have another brisa with seven more details, much easier details. Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan, imbipeta. The words imbipeta, prat lekeren zavis. That teaches us if you're rounding a corner and you just bump into a guy and kill him, then you don't go to galus. Below Eva, the words below Eva teach us prat lesone, that if the guy that you killed is an enemy of yours, you don't go to galus. Hadafo, the word hadafo teaches us shedachvo begufo, that you push him with your body, you physically push him unintentionally. That you would go to galus if you physically shove him unintentionally. Ohishlich alav. The words ohishlich alav. Lahav yirida shitzarech aliyah. would tell you that even if you kill him in a downward motion, but the only reason you were going in a downward motion was to get momentum to go in an upward motion, that still you'd go to Golis. Meaning, let's say you want to swing an axe, right? So you want to swing an axe, you would go upward. You're trying to chop something up there. You're hitting a piñata. And that's what it's called, right? So you want to take a good swing. So you want to swing upwards, but the way to do it is you want to get momentum. So you go back and then whack, right? So when, let's say you kill someone as you're going back and someone's right there, boom, you nailed him right in the head and he's dead. So that's still called derech yirida, because when you were going back, you were going downwards. So even though the only reason you were going back was to develop momentum to go up, it still counts as derech yirida. It still counts as a downward motion. That's what we learned from Ohishlichala. Below tzedia, prat lemiskavin letzadzev ahalach letzad acher. The words below tzedia tell us that if you tried to shoot in one area and it actually hit in another area, you're not going to go to galus. Va'asher lo tzada, an eighth halach, va'asher lo tzada teaches us prat lemiskavin lizrok shtayim v'zarek arba. If you intended to throw your knife 2 amos and it went 4 amos and killed someone, you don't go to galus. Va'asher yavoes re'ehu biyar, the phrase va'asher yavoes re'ehu biyar, that you come across someone in a forest, teaches us ma ya'ar reshus l'nizuk u'lamazuk l'kanis l'sham. Just like a forest is typically a place that both the damager and damagee are permitted to be there, they both are authorized to be there, it's no one's private property. You only go to Golis if you killed someone in a place that everyone is authorized to be. You only go to Golis if you kill someone in a place that you're both allowed to be there. Main point number 2, 9 different drashos about the specifics of when you go to Golis. I'm not going to go, you don't have to know all 9, just know that the Gemara gives 9 different drashos based on the Pesukim about the specifics of when you go to Golis. Rabbi Yavo asked from Rabbi Yochanan the following shayla. Let's say you're going up a ladder, but instead of falling off the ladder, here's what happened. The rung of the ladder fell off. The rung of the ladder broke, vaharga, and therefore v'nafla vaharga, and fell and killed someone. Mahu. So then what's the din? Is that called derech aliyah because you're going up, or is it called derech yirida because the thing that killed him was the rung, and the rung was going down? Ki gavna aliyahi o yuridihi? Is that called going up or is that called going down? Amalei kvar negata biridashi tzorach aliyah. He said, oh, that's exactly the same halacha as the backswing of the pinata. Remember we said on the backswing, you're hit in a downward motion, even though you were only going in the downward motion in order to go with the upward motion. It's that same thing over here. Bottom line is, this rung killed in a downward motion. So it's downward, period. Eisvei asked the Gemara, wait a second. Zaklal, the Mishnah gave a rule, and the rule was Kol shebederech yiridaso gola, shelo bederech yiridaso eino gola. Remember that was the last line of the Mishnah. Whenever you kill in a downward motion, you go to Golis. You're not killing in a downward motion, you don't go to Golis. Shelo bederech yiridaso lasuyemai. What's it coming to teach me when it says if it's not in a downward motion, you don't go to Golis? Lav lasuyki agavna. Isn't it telling me exactly this case of the ladder, that in the case of the ladder, that's called not being in a downward motion? How could you tell me that the case of the ladder is counts when the rung comes out, that that's called a downward motion? Isn't the Mishnah trying to tell me that it's not called a downward motion? Ulutameich, the Gemara says, how could you derive that from the Mishnah? If you want to derive that from the Mishnah, I could tell you to derive the following. Kol shebederech yiridaso lasuyemai. Whenever it says, when the Mishnah says that whenever you kill in a downward motion, what's that coming to include? El lasuye katsav hachanami lasuye katsav. It's coming to include someone chopping with a backswing. So here also, it's chopping with a backswing, and then maybe it's coming to tell me that you'd be chayiv galus in that case. Meaning that you're chayiv on the backswing. Titania, we have a brisa. Katsav shayim makatsev. A butcher is chopping meat, let's say. Tana chadal, the fun of chayiv la'achrav pater. So one brisa tells us that if he kills in front of him, then he's chayiv. But if he kills in back of him, then he's pater. Vitanya idach, then a second brisa says, li'achrav chayiv. No, if he kills in back of him, he's chayiv. Lefun of pater. But if he kills in front of him, he's pater. Vitanya idach, then we have a third brisa that says, Bein lefanav, bein liachrav chayiv. That it doesn't matter if he's killing behind him or in front of him, either way, he's chayiv. V'tanya yidach, we have a fourth price that says, Bein lefanav, bein liachrav pater. That whether he's killing behind him or in front of him, he's pater. What in the world is going on? 4 prices say 4 totally different things. Lo kasha, and it's not a problem at all. Kan be yiridul shalafana v'aliyah shalachrav. One Bryce is talking about where you were going, you killed in a downward motion in front of you, or an upward motion behind you, because on the backswing you went down, but then you went back up. So if you went in an upward motion and killed behind you, are you going to be chayav galus or not? Hello? Upward motion behind you, you can be chayav galus or not? No, because it was an upward motion. Downward motion in front of you.
Yes.
Kan ba'aliyah shalafana v'yiridul shalachrav. One Bryce was talking about where you were in an upward motion in front of you, and a downward motion behind you. So then you're only going to be chayav galus if it was behind you. It's one simple rule. Whenever you were going in a downward motion, you're chayav galus. When you were going in an upward motion, you're not. Can be yiridul shalafana v'shalachrav. The Bryce said says that you're chayav galus both in front of you and after. He was talking about where both were downward motion. Kan ba'aliyah shalafana v'shalachrav. And the Bryce said says that you're patur from galus both in front of you and behind you. Was talking about where you're going in an upward motion. So lema kitanai says the Gemara, maybe this discussion about the rung of the ladder that falls out is really machlokas tanai, because the we have the following. Hayol b'sulim, the Bryce says the following: someone's climbing up a ladder, v'nishmata shliva mitachtav, and the step comes out from under him. Tani chada chayav. One Bryce says you're chayav, v'tani idach pater, and the other Bryce says pater. So what are those two Bryces arguing about? My lav ba kamiflagi. Isn't it that they're arguing about the following? Demar suffer yuridihi, umar suffer aliyahi. The Bryce that says that your chayiv thinks that when you step on a ladder and the rung falls, that's called downward. And the Bryce that says that your pater thinks that's called upward. Why would it be called upward? Because you're going up. Says the Gemara, three different ways to understand this machlokas tanaim, where it's not about whether that's called downward or upward. Maybe they're arguing about something totally different. Lo, dekuli alma aliyahi. First way to understand it is everyone agrees it's called going upward. But what do we do with the Bryce that says you're chayiv? Lo kasha, kan le nizakin, kan le galus. The Bryce that says that you're chayiv doesn't mean you're chayiv galus. It means that you're chayiv if you damage something, not if you kill somebody. If you kill somebody, you're going up. You're not going to be chayiv. But if you damage something, then you're going to be chayiv, because there's no such exemption for damaging in an upward motion. There's only an exemption from galus in an upward motion. Iba yisema, second way of understanding it, hava halu galus. It's all talking about galus. V'lo kasha, had itla, had lo itliya. One is talking about where the step was rotted, and therefore when you stepped on it, before it snapped, what did it do if it's a rotted step? It like bent downwards. And therefore, when it went down and it finally snapped, it was already in a downward motion. That's when you'll be chayav galus. And the other case, no matter where, it wasn't a rotted step, it was solid wood, and you're just so powerful that when you stomped your foot down on it, what happened? It just snapped. So that's not called a downward motion. V'iba yisema, third possibility is hava hadalovitliya. They're both talking about non-rotted wood. V'lo kasha hadimahadik hadalomahadik. And one is talking about wood that was very tightly fastened in place, so it just snapped straight. The other was talking about where it was somewhat loose, so when you step on it, it sort of went a little bit down, even though it wasn't rotted. So that's more of a derech yirida, that's more of a downward motion. Main point number three. The cases of zeha klal in the Mishnah, the case of zeha klal in the Mishnah, teach us the different cases of a butcher. Again, or I guess you could say it like this. A butcher who kills, it all depends whether he was swinging downward or upward. Makes no difference if it was front or back. The only thing that matters is downward or upward. And that's how we explained all four Bryces. A butcher who kills someone swinging his knife, whatever, his cleaver, it all depends downward or upward. And main point number four, three explanations of the stira in the of how the contradiction in the two Brysos is not a machlokas tanaim about whether a broken rung is considered derech aliyah or derech yirida. Three explanations of how the contradiction in the Brysos is not a machlokas tanaim about whether a broken rung is considered derech aliyah or derech yirida. We're out of time. We'll pick up from the Mishnah tomorrow. Have a great day.